middle of that very, very shallow sugya. Okay. Okay, so this is what we have till now. We have till now like this. We have the Shvera Mishnah, where the Mishnah seemed to say you have to count them one at a time, because if you don't count them one at a time, Rashi says, then the ninth and tenth are going to be Makuku, and that we left by a Tzorachin, that either nine and ten is called counting or nine and ten is not called counting. If it's called counting, then it shouldn't be a problem for 9 and 10 either. If 2 at a time is called counting, if 2 at a time is not called counting, then it should be a problem with 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Shouldn't dafka be a problem with 9 and 10? That was the problem we had in the Mishnah. Then we had a big machlokes, how to learn the Mishnah, what monon means, what does counting bechlal mean. We know the Mishnah already says you don't need to count mamish through the door, even though that's the way you're supposed to do it. Let them out one at a time. The Gemara brought the drosha that you don't have to do it one at a time. You could do it as they're in one room. You could just go 1, 2, 3 and count them. To broaden that criteria, the Chazon Ish says you don't even have to verbalize it. That means it's enough to do it in your mind. To which the Chazon Ish was dealing with, so what's really the machlekes? If you could do it in your mind, Yidl today we're doing Vacham, everybody together. So, if you can do it all, if you could go and count in your mind, so what's really the machlekes? Everybody agrees you need to do 1 of 10, and yet in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said it's okay, you could just do 1 of 10. You don't have to go and count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Rav Yossi said you could just take one from every 10. No, but I'm saying, but the point is that the Mishnah says if you didn't count them, it doesn't work. Rav Yossi says you don't have to count them. You can just take 1 from 10, it's good enough. Ask the Chazon Ish if you could do it in your mind. So who cares? Who cares if it, what's the difference between Rav Yossi and the Chachamim? They're all on one page. They both agree you don't have to count with your mouth. You don't have to do the elaborate counting of let them out the door. You just have to say 1 of 10. So 1 of 10 should work. The Chachamim also 1 of 10 works. And he says the only way to get 1 of 10 is mean you basically win 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So then that's going according to Chachamim too. So where's the dispute? The Mishnah makes a major dispute. Tanakama holds you have to count 1 through 10. And Rabbi Yossi holds you don't have to count 1 from 10. Just take 1 from 10. You don't have to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ask the Chazon Ish. There's no real machlekes. Because once you agree that everybody holds you could count it, believe. So all you need is to know 1 from 10. Right? Which you're going to have anyway. Like Zev was screaming for the last 2 weeks. It's an inventory. You have to know you have 10. How do you know you have 10? It means you have to count. Chazon Ish says there's different types of counting. There's counting with sort of concentration and deliberate counting. And that type of counting, it registers, this is number one, this is number two. And Rabbi Yossi holds all you need to do is basically quickly 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 10. It's very hard to understand the Chazon Ish. I'm not saying we can't explain it. It's very hard. Very hard. It's very hard to understand even what he means. Forget why halachically there should be a difference between going quickly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 without registering your number one, where you have to put a crown on the behemoth. Your number one, like you, and give them a crown that they're number one. So even if we would understand what he's saying, we have to halachically qualify why should that make a difference? And the Gemara makes it into whole drasha. So again, each one of these things we spent an exuberant amount of time, and I'm just trying to capture everything together. We didn't understand that. We had problems with the drushas. The whole Nun Tesamid Aleph, going through the drusha, where Rabbi Yossi learns it from, When in fact, Rabbi Yossi learns it from Ma'aseh Dogon, when in fact the Chachamim agreed to that Rosh, like the Chaznish said. So the whole Machlekes is only, like Zev was saying, what kind of minion you need. So that shouldn't be focused on Ma'aseh Dogon, that should be focused on how you count. Instead, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda learns it from Ma'aseh Dogon, that you could do a belave. The Chachamim agree with that Rosh. So this is all, that's the Chelek Aleph. And we already schwitzed on this 2 weeks ago. Last week, we spent a lot of time schwitzing on Chelek Beis of the Sugi. Chelek Beis of the Sugi is Minyan Oroi. Rova comes and Rova's Machadish, there's such a thing called Asiri Me'elov Neskadish. Which basically means that the 10th one, the opposite, Aaron, what you were trying to say, maybe you have to say number 10, the opposite. You really have to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The 10th one is on its own Kaddish, without you saying anything. That's Rava's point. That even according to the Tan of our Mishnah, that holds you have to count, it's almost the opposite of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says take 1 out of 10, you're basically focusing on number 10. Rava's saying no. Even those who hold, you have to focus on 1 through 9. The 10th guy is Kaddish on his own. That was Rava. And Mamele, he doesn't have to come out of the corral. He doesn't even have to be counted. Okay, so the Achronim explained, it has to be that all you have is 10. Because if you have 100 in there, there's no 10. Fine. Talking about a case where you have 10. So you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 10th guy is Kaddish. So, we had a posh at the Kasha. Before you go to the Gemara, we had a posh at the Kasha. No. We had a simple, even more basic. What's Rava's Chiddush at all? What's he trying to accomplish with his Chiddush? He's trying to accomplish that the first 9 are Potter. That can't be, because they're Potter already asked Minyan Aroi. They became Potter even if you had never been Mekadosh number 10. The first 9 evolved into a Ptur automatically as you went along. 1, Potter. 2, Potter. Even if you stop short at number 3, the first 3 would be Potter. If you stop by number 7, the first 7 are Potter. So you don't need Rava for that. So Rava doesn't have to teach me that the first 9 in his case are Potter. Because they were Potter, they were Potter as they evolved. As they got numbers, they were Potter. 1 Potter. 2 Potter. Right? So I don't need Rava to tell me that. So the only thing I needed Rava, if at all, was to tell me that number 10 is Kaddish on his own. Which means, if I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, then I got an emergency, I had to leave. So those 8 are Potter. And whatever's left in the corral is like any other animal. It's not Potter and it's not. Has to be mitzaref to another, whatever's left, to another more behemoth, right? The ones that I counted are potter, the ones left in the corral, whatever. If they go now to another corral, they'll be part of a new corral. The 8 that came out are potter. The only chiddush that Rava could possibly be telling us is that number 10 becomes kodesh. So that means if you got your emergency call when you were holding by number 10, and you never said 10, it already became Ma'aseh. That's the only Chiddush that Rava could be telling you. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. Because without our Mishnah, that there's something called Minyan Aroi, then Rava could be telling me 2 Chiddush. Chiddush number 1, 1 through 9 became Potter for Ma'aseh Behemah. You don't got to do anything with them anymore. They're done. See, without our Mishnah, you would say, if a guy started counting and he never finished, so nothing happened. The process got canceled. Reboot, reset, like they say today. Start again. Everything is canceled without the Mishnah. But our Mishnah taught us that that's not what happens when the process stops in the middle. Process is always successful. You never get a computer readout at the end. Program was not able to complete itself. No, what I'm trying to say is, our Mishnah taught us that there's no such thing as program was not able to complete, like we say in our computer language. Because every animal that comes out becomes potter instantaneously. So if the program discontinued in middle, it's potter already. That's our Mishnah. Without our Mishnah, we would say it's very much like the way our computers work. If the program failed to complete, you're back to square one. Right? We would all love that, to be able to start. I'm sure about Harry, you would love that, to be able to start where you left off. But it doesn't work that way. So you have to start again. But the Mishnah says no. The Mishnah says if for whatever reason you didn't finish through number 10, the ones that already came out are potter. And they never have to be revisited. Those animals are potter forever. So Rava doesn't have to come on to a chiddush of Asiri Me'elov Neskadish to tell me that the first nine are potter. They're potter anyway. They're potter even if the 10th guy doesn't become kodesh. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to tell you. This is the last point of last week's show. I was trying to say, Rava's chiddush could only be a little chiddush, tiny chiddush. It's not the chiddush on the nine that came out, because that they're potter anyway. So Rava's chiddush can only be on the 10th one. Without Rava coming into the Beis Medrash, what would have been if Rava didn't come into the Beis Medrash? And this story happened. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then got canceled. The 10th one died. The guy that was counting died. It doesn't matter. Canceled. What would be? The 9 would be potter. And the 10th would be not potter. 10th would be? Not such a problem. Put him into another corral. Put him into another corral. So Rava comes and he says that 10th guy is Kodesh. That's the only Kodesh that Rava could say. Because I'm not saying it's not. It's, when I say it's a tiny, I don't mean it's a small chiddush. I mean its impact is tiny. Meaning, without our Mishnah, he's impacting 10 behemoths. He's impacting the status of 1 through 10 by saying the 10th guy is Kurdish. I don't mean to insult Rava Chas V'Shalom. I'm saying without our Mishnah, that minyan aroi patels, without our Mishnah, then we would say that 1 through 10 have been transformed because of Rava's Chiddush. Rava made the 10th guy Kurdish on his own, and by doing that, it had a domino effect that the 9 became potter. So Rava had a very broad impacting Chiddush, broad impacting. But because there's a din minyan aroi patels, which means that each behemah, as you counted it, became potter. So really, by the time Rava got to number 10, he has nothing to tell us about the first 9. Because that's been done. He can only tell us something about number 10. That's what I mean when I say tiny. I mean very limited on where he could be talking. He can only be talking about number 10. Only what? 10 in the Eder. Yeah. Only 10 in the Eder. And he's not telling me anything about 1 through 9 because they already became potter. Before he came into the Beis Medrash, they were potter because of the Mishnah of Minyan Aroi. So the only thing he could be talking about is number 10. That's a huge problem. That's a huge problem because since that seems, what I'm telling you now seems to be muchach, it's not a pesach chiddush I'm telling you. It seems to be the only way, there's no wiggle room. Because once we have our Mishnah on one side of us, and the Mishnah said as you count they become potter. Even if you amaze it, the guy in the middle becomes a mumer l'maisa behemah. He becomes a mumer. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know what? I don't believe in the whole maisa behemah business. Yeah. Then 5 years later, he becomes a bal tshuva. Those, the ones that he pulled out, are potter. Minyan aroi. Doesn't matter why he stopped counting. Kol shekein. If there was an umgalik, that Nebuch number 10 died. Yeah. But even if it didn't end like that. Right? So Rava has nothing to tell us about the ones that are counted. The only thing that Rava could tell us at all is about the one that was not counted, which is number 10. And he's telling us that number 10 doesn't have to be counted to get its status. That's Rava's entire chiddush. There cannot be any other chiddush. L'chayra, there cannot be any other chiddush.
But why is it a chiddush? It's a question. It's watch it from the pasuk.
It all depends what the words Asiri Yekodesh. Rava learns Asiri Yekodesh Me'elov. And if you argue with Rava, the way you read it is, Ho Asiri, when you make it Asiri, when you count it, Asiri, then it becomes Kodesh. So Rava's telling us only one thing. Rava's telling us that the words of Asiri is not, if you want to be a briskel, it's not talking about the Gavre, it's talking about the Chifze. Without Rava, we would say Asiri is the Gavre. Hasiri, the tenth one that you're counting, Yehi HaKodesh.
Rava says.
Right. Rava says no.
No. Why didn't Rava simply say, instead of us going through the Mishnayis and the...
He didn't go through the Mishnayis.
...prices and everything.
Rava, he didn't go through the prices.
Learn it from a pasuk. It says...
That's all he said.
He doesn't quote the pasuk.
That's...
Rava just says, Asiri Me'elov, and then the Gemara Shvitz.
Because the reason is because Rava's not quoting the Pasuk, because you only quote a Pasuk when the Pasuk is Mukhrach to what you're saying. When it's just your way of learning the Pasuk, he's just saying his Pshat. It's really Rava's Pshat. Everybody knew the Pasuk, Asiri HaKadosh. We didn't need Rava to tell us the Pasuk. The Tanoim, I've been working on it already for the first 9 Pakim, Meseches Bacharis. They knew about the Pasuk, Asiri HaKadosh. The only thing Rava had to say was, that Asiri that we all know about, I say it's Me'elov. That's why he didn't quote a Pasuk, because everybody knew about the Pasuk, and everybody agreed with the Pasuk. It's Rava's Pshat in Asiri. So the Gemara, that's why the Gemara says, Minole, exactly, just like the Gemara said, Minole l'Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara is asking, Minole l'Rava. How does Rava know this? Right? Just like we asked on Rabbi Yossi, how does he know you don't have to count? We ask on Rava, Minole, how does he know it? Does he have a raya that his pshat is correct? Is it just his pshat? Does he have a raya? So we're looking for rayas. That's the way the Gemara reads. But the Pella is that as we go through these rayas, it doesn't even understand, it's not even coherent what our havamin is to bring a raya. Because the way we're learning Rava, the Gemara is not bringing any raya. The Gemara says like this, Minole l'Rava ha, says the Gemara, how does Rava know it? And the Gemara says, Elaim tani ein l'osha kol shma asiri, l'osha kol shma asiri, minayin tam l'masiri ha-kodesh, mikol mokoyim du masiri l'kai ha-kodesh kai. Fine. So first we bring a good raya. It says in the Baisa, it says clearly, loy kol shma asiri, still kai. So that price seems to say that the word Asiri in the Pasuk doesn't mean that you made it Asiri. It means it's automatically Asiri. The Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe you have to say the word Kodesh. Okay, fine. That we understand. But then the Gemara says, Elo meha. Kol haluchi Asiri. V'yotza Asiri v'loi dibe. Hachi necho b'mumim v'asiri ma'is. Says the Gemara, V'yotza Asiri v'loi Asiri. It went out. Inam is it. Elo meha the Tanya. Kol chi asiri. Umeis asiri b'dir. And the tenth one died in the deer. Chi necho b'mumoy. V'kulam p'torim. What in the world is the Gemara talking about? Does anybody disagree with that din? What's more about that din than the din of our Mishnah? What's more about that din? Kol chi asiri. Umeis asiri b'dir. My time of kulam peturim, lav mishum the kodesh le'asiri. No, even Rava wouldn't tell you that. Forgetting you're trying to be matrik Rava, even Rava wouldn't say that. It's minyan roi. In fact, Rava himself said that. V'dumad eftum in roi, d'amar Rava minyan roi poita. Rava himself wouldn't tell you that. If minyan aroy would be a machlekes amaroyim, memela, there's no machlekes amaroyim. It's a mishnah that minyan aroy patas. Rava even explains it that that's how it works. Minyan aroy patas. That's how he explains our mishnah. Kofetzechem nisoch and arelu p'turim. Rava explains what is that, because that's minyan aroy. Right? There is no other way to learn our mishnah. So what's the Gemara's havamina of bringing a raya? There has to be a havamina. The Gemara says, lav mishum? The Gemara says, no, that's maybe minyan aroi. It's only minyan aroi. Even according to Rav, it's only minyan aroi. The whole thing is ma'afis. Elomir, the Tanya quote, she has even the Shai Seer Bedir, Hachina Chabamum, who has seen him. Fine, that's a good raya. Otanya Chi Chulin, Tanya Tanya Kamari of Shay, Zimanag of Shema Yudi, Dan Shema Yudem, Shema of Shimon, Afa Chi and Ekoda Shalom Keneko Shema Seer Menu, by the Nice. Okay. And then the Gemara goes to Rava, if you go down a couple of lines, Omar Rava Minyan Roy Poitim, Minolo Rava Ha, Tan kovtak when I will say to come to minuyan gufai you drift to love me in a way. So to more with the modosa la we the much jam with cuz it says claim and I'm so. Anyway, the end is a love drift to me in a way shema min. So that's the end result of the Gemara. The end result of the Gemara is that minyan aroi is not rovers chiddush, it's a mishnah. That's the conclusion of our Gemara. So now nothing works anymore. If the reason why it's minyan aroi, if the reason why it works is because minyan aroi paita, so you never have to come on to asiri me'el of niskadish. It's only relevant to the 10th one. If it dies, it's like kotshim shemesim. It's never relevant to the status of the other nine. In fact, when the Rambam brings down the din, the Rambam seems to almost bring it down with both dinim. Because the Rambam says like this. If you called out the nine, this is the Rambam we went through last week. If you called out the nine, and then number 10 comes, right? And before number 10 gets a chance to come out, it dies. So the Rambam, it doesn't matter. The nine that came out are potter. And the Rambam says, why are the nine that came out potter? Because if the who... Because if the Rubu Minyan Aroi, the Rambam himself says that. But when he says that Chiddush, you have the Rambam there?
No.
The Rambam says, Afa Pi Shaloi Niskadesh, even though number 10 didn't get Kedushin, will he Korev? Doesn't matter. So he brings in Rovus Chiddush, meaning Asiri Me'el of Niskadesh. The Rambam says, but it wasn't Niskadesh to the level that it's royally Korev. Oh, you got this guy. Zok the Rambam, whoops. Oh, I'm getting it. Here. Kol chi asiri v'nisha asiri b'diya, ha-chi yeichal b'mumoy, v'zeh sh'nisha b'diya, il rafa pi shalo yotzo, zot niskadesh. For kol, l'chayr. Then he says like this, Meis asiri b'diyo. What happens if number 10 died? So this is this. Hachi yoicha b'mumay. Because you called it asiri. V'chol ashmoyna sheyotzu v'nimnu p'turin. Pot. Afa pi sheloi niskadesh asiri. Even though the 10th one was not niskadesh l'korev l'meis koidim sheyotzu. So the Rambam says, there is Kedusha to the 10th. But it's not enough, we korev, sha'aminyin oroi poitah. What's that, the Rambam? The Rambam is mezakish toch lebeit reher. The Rambam on the one inch kech. Oh, there's a chosh of a tablet. The Rambam says, on the one hand, he's saying minyin oroi. On the other hand, he's putting an emphasis that the 10th one got Kedusha. And he's almost saying, so l'chayra, since the 10th one never was brought as a kol, so l'chayra, the 9th should be a problem. This is after he already said minyan aroi patas. He already taught us minyan aroi patas.
So there are obviously two types of kedusha.
No, but I'm not talking about the kedusha part.
No, but
that. I'm not talking about the kedusha part. I'm talking about this Rambam is emphasizing not what you do with number 10. He's emphasizing what you do with number 1 through 8. And the Rambam is saying 1 through 8 is potter. And then he goes through his whole mishaberach that even though number 10 didn't get kedusha likorev, okay, Who cares? It was potter before you got to number 10. It was potter before you got to number 9. It was potter as it came out. Minyan ahoy poiter. Why is the Rambam b'chlal mishing arayin the status of number 10 when he's talking about why 1 through 8 are potter? No. He says number 9 is yoichel b'mumay because you called it shi asiri. So number 9, number 10 stayed in the deal. So it never got Kedusha. Likorev. Likorev. Why did it never get Kedusha Likorev? We'll go into that. Why it never got Kedusha Likorev? Normally, Asir Mail of Niskadish is even to as a kol. But here it's different. Here, because here you called number 9, 10. So in order for number 10 to get Kedusha Likorev, you need to say it. So in other words, the din of Asir Mail of Niskadish, that's our sugya. That's our sugya. So you have to say it. Since it died in the deer, it didn't get Kedusha Likorev. And even if it got some kind of Kedusha, it didn't get Kedusha Likorev. But the Rambam, this Rambam is talking about why 1 through 8 is potter. If he would be talking about what we do at number 10, so I understand. Kachem Shemesu, Roy Likorev, not Roy Likorev. It makes sense. The Rambam Shvitzdev then. But the Rambam's not talking about that. The Rambam's talking about why 1 through 8 are potter. Zok the Rambam, you know why 1 through 8 are potter? Ava pisha loy niskadish asiri likorev. The 1 through 8 are potter because minyan aroy. Of course. That's the same reason why their potter was niskadish asiri. Which was really the elementary question that I asked you. I have an elementary question here in the sugi. And that is, when we read our Mishnah, and the Gemara says that the reason for that is why? Because minyan aroy poter. So my question to you is, l'chayra, that means that our whole understanding of Maisa Behemah changed. Till we got the Mishnah Nunches, we had one understanding after Mishnah Nunches. Meaning, for sure, until we got to Nunches, somebody would ask you, how does Maisa Behemah work? You would say, very simple. Every 10 animals that you have that were born the same year, you have a chiv to put them in the corral. You have a mitzvah, whatever you want to call it, a mitzvah to put them in the corral. We had all shayla mitzvah chiyuvis, mitzvah kiyumis. You have a mitzvah to put them in the corral and to make Maisa Behemah. And how do you make the animal potter for Maisa Behemah? By designating, counting 1 through 10 and designating the 10th one. The 10th one potter is the 9. That's the way you would learn simple. But then we have a new Mishnah on Chesam and Beis. Kofot Sechem Naminim Kulam Pturim. And the Gemara goes back and forth. And the Gemara concludes that the Ptur for Maisa Behemah is because Minyan Ahoy. That's the way it works. Minyan Ahoy Poitah. That's how it works. So therefore, if that's the way the Gemara is learning, I'm just going to shut this phone off. If that's the way the Gemara is learning, L'chayrit comes out that we have to now revisit our whole understanding of Maisa Behemah. Maisa Behemah works like this. 1, potter. 2, potter. Number 10 is never pottering the first 9. Because they simultaneously become potter as they're being counted. Right? It's a whopper of a chiddush. But l'chayra does state in the Mishnah. Okay. So, and all of our problems that we have are all riding on that understanding of the Mishnah. If there's another way to learn the Mishnah, then perhaps everything could change. But l'chayra, when you read our Mishnah, that's what our Mishnah is saying. Don't make a mistake to think that number 10 Potter is the first 9. The first 9 became Potter before number 10 even came into the Shaila. As once it was Minyan Aroy, it was Shaykh. Each one became Potter on its own. Number 10 comes out. It's a mitzvah. Basically, there's a mitzvah to count 9. And then there's a mitzvah to give Kedusha to number 10. And they're independent of each other. They're independent. Pashtas, they're dependent on each other. No, comes the mitzvah. So I want to tell you, Lufiani's Daiti, that's a mistake. That pshat, which is definitely the simple way to learn, is a mistake. And once we can understand that, then everything could be matured. What? Yeah, Avada, the Mishnah agrees that there's some a mitzvah called Ma'aser Behemah. And Ma'aser Behemah is hukash to Ma'aser Dagon. The fact that Ma'aser Behemah is hukash to Ma'aser Dagon proves that we can't learn the way we want to. We wanted to say minyan aroi, poita, means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, pata. Number 10, grad is number 10. So I want to tell you something. You don't need Rudinsky. Push it, you have a Gemara. The Gemara says there's a hekish from Ma'aser Behemah to Ma'aser Dagon. Now, if there's a hekish from Ma'aser Behemah to Ma'aser Dagon, it means that they work in the same vein, the same approach. Now, if you're going to tell me that our whole understanding that we had till now, that number 10 patterns the 9, is wrong, and just counting makes a patur, then Ma'aser Dagon and Ma'aser Behemah have nothing to do with each other. Because by Ma'aser, the whole patur is the hafroshes Ma'aser. That's the only way it gets potter. You don't get potter from Ma'aser Dagon doesn't work by you taking the chul and going one, oh, chul and two, chul and. The chulin becomes, evolves from the Ma'aser. If you're going to tell me that our Mishnah came here and threw out the whole thing, doesn't work like that. It's not how Ma'aser Behemah works. One potter, two potter, three potter. If that's what the Mishnah was saying, then there's no correlation between Ma'aser Dagon and Ma'aser Behemah. And the Torah Akdoi should put it together, and everything we learned till now put it together. Chodoshan Yoshan, the whole. The ganze shtikl teira mereish ad gemire. The whole perek, kulo yomer kovet, the whole perek is telling us that that's not right. So really our bigger problem than all the problems that we had last week, that's what I'm saying. Our bigger problem, more than all the problems we had for the last couple of weeks, our biggest problem is the whole concept of minyan oroi is a stire with the hekesh from Ma'aser Behemah to Ma'aser Dagon. That's the real steer. That's the biggest kash. The biggest kash is, how could there be a concept called Ma'aser Dagon? Hekesh Ma'aser Behemah and Ma'aser Dagon, Chodesh and Yoshan, and all the Kilayim, and all the beautiful drushes we had, they have nothing to do with each other. Ma'aser Behemah is not that one pattern is the group. There's no shaykhs. By Ma'aser Dagon, that's the only way it works. You might. So therefore, this is Mishkan Malach. So I want to explain to you what I think you could say here is a pshat in the Mishnah. And now we'll understand the sugya. We'll understand also the Lecha Mishnah. Where Lecha Mishnah says, I don't understand. Why did the Rambam say, Minyan Oroi, according to Rava, it could work with Asiri Mail of the Scottish. So we say, again, it's going with our understanding. We said, there's no two options here. It's not like you have a choice here. You could decide. You could decide. You know, I'll never forget one of the, when I went to Rav Pam, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. After Rav Yankiv was nifta, I used to go to Rav Pam. Because he was a Talmud of Rav Yankiv. He was misnag like a Talmud of Rav Yankiv. And I always felt like he had the closest, you know, the closest view. He said, go to Rav Pam. I only took the shtelo because I went to Rav Pam. Still a bocher at the time. And it became a chosin. And that's when the shtelo opened up here. It wasn't here, it was over there in the barn on Grandview. I went to Rav Pam because my Rebbetzin, who was in my kala, she was planning we're going to move to Lakewood. And I'll be in Kol. It's a different vort. So we went to Rav Pam. I don't know if Rav Pam told me I should take it. We went together. And he said, I should take it. So Lamaisa, I remember my wife telling Rav Pam, but I want my husband to learn. He said, a Rav can learn an Eichet. I still don't know exactly what he meant, but he did some shot what he said. So Lamaisa. So I remember I went to Rav Pam. I said, how do you work in a yeshiva? You know, who do you take in? You have a high school, I want to take everybody. Help everybody. Help Klaus. I'm much better at that. I'm much better at the taking in. Some people are experts at the not. It's easier for me. So Rav Pam said, you have to regulate it. You have to help the ones that need help. Can't be exclusive. This is going back 25 years ago. Can't be exclusive. You have to help. He says, but you have to regulate. There should be more of the strong ones than the weak ones. So that way you can... But the way he said it is like a sink. you know, more cold, you know, you feel the water, you want a little more, put a little more. Over the years, that became very challenging. How do you regulate? Okay, this it's not so posh. It's not so posh. But that was his. That was what he held would be optimum. The optimum way would be to take some like this, keep most that the strong. That way, you keep the environment strong. And it's very true what he said. Just to do it, but papayel is not easy. It's not easy. That's why over the years the yeshivas have become much more exclusive. Some yeshivas only take aleph. If they see a beis on a report card, I'm talking about high school. It's a beis, no good. It has to be aleph. But lemaise, we don't have two options here that we could turn to four. Said, okay, you know, either we'll use minyan aroy, or we'll use asiri me'il of kodesh. It doesn't work like that. It's either if you hold minyan aroy patels, by the time you get to asiri, they're potter already, right? The Lechem Mishnah says, well, there's two options. There's the option of minyan aroy. There's the option of asiri kodesh, right? That's basically what he says. He says, so if you hold asiri me'il of kodesh, then you don't have to come on to minyan aroy. That's what he says. That's why he says, I don't know why the Rambam had to come on to minyan aroy. The Rambam holds asiri me'il of kodesh. So the Rambam didn't have, the whole Gemara is only using minyan aroy if you don't hold like Rava. Which, by the way, Rava says minyan aroy put. It's Rava's memre. So that's what we were saying. How do you have an option? Minyan aroy happens before asiri. It already happened. It's history. It's a piece of history. So you see, it's not like that. I don't know why not. So I want to tell you like this. There's really two halachas. Two halachas. One halacha is, there's something called tevel. So by my siddogon, tevel is very clear. By my siddogon, it's very clear. It's tevel, you're not allowed to eat it. Till your mouth wish ma'isa behema, it's treif. It's chazot treif, it's also midarais. That's all. Also midarais. End of story. Okay? Ma'isa comes, makes it mutter. That's by ma'isa dogon.
Meaning there's no such thing as a roy. There's no such thing as a
roy. There's no such thing as roy. It's very clear what the hafroshos ma'isa is doing. The hafroshos ma'isa is making the tevel, potter and mutter to eat. Simple. Okay. But really two things are happening when you mafresh ma'isa dogon. Two things. Number one, you're giving kedusha to what you're being mafresh. You make it truma, you make ma'isa rishon, you make ma'isa sheni. You're giving kedusha to, or at least a status. Even ma'isa oni, it's a status. You're making a chalois on what you're being mafresh. Number one. Number two, you're impacting
everything else.
Freeing up everything else. Those are two things. Hey, yois that there's a hekesh from Maisa Behemet to Maisa Dogon. So it has to work in a similar way. On the other hand, we know, like Rashi said in the sugya we had 3-4 weeks ago, that Maisa Behemet doesn't work like Maisa Dogon. You're allowed to use the animal. There's no Isra Ano on the animal. Before you did ma'isa behema, you're allowed to use the animal. It's not also banor, right? If somebody, let's say, didn't do the mitzvah of ma'isa behema, he wasn't even Isra. He took an animal. He already had 100 new animals from this year. He was supposed to be mafresh ma'isa behema. Rashi says shalosh gronos. The chachamim came and said you should put them in the corral. He didn't do that. He shechted the behema. He wasn't even Isra. But he was mevatel, the mitzvah of ma'isa. So, what I want to explain to you is like this. So, even though there's no tevel by ma'isa behemet, that's not also ba'anah, but there is a tevel. The tevel is l'mitzvah. That means, if you're just looking at Israel, yes, it's true. The animals are not also ba'anah. But if you're looking at it from a mitzvah standpoint, you could say, okay, so every 10 animals that I have are tevel. They're tevel from the mitzvah of ma'isa behemet. It happens to be that the mitzvah of Ma'aser Behem is different than the mitzvah of Ma'aser Rishon. Ma'aser Rishon makes that the all the rest of the grain is also Ba'anor. And the mitzvah of Ma'aser Behem doesn't make that all the animals are also Ba'anor. That's the difference. But they're both Tevel. This is Tevel that's also Ba'anor. And the Tevel Ma'aser Behem is not also Ba'anor. But it's Tevel a mitzvah. If somebody would go in and use an animal without being mafresh ma'aser behemah, he was mevatel the mitzvah of ma'aser behemah. And what was the bittel exactly? The bittel was that he used an animal before he was mafresh ma'aser behemah, which is a form of tevel. It's a form of tevel. Tevel meaning I used an animal without being mafresh on it ma'aser behemah. Now, let's finish the thought. So it comes out that Ma'aser Behem has two elements. It has an element of Tevel. It's a bittul mitzvah saseh to use the animals without being mafresh Ma'aser Behem. And it has a positive mitzvah that when you count, one to the other becomes Ma'aser. Those are the two elements. Okay. Now, when we talk about Minyan Ahoy, let's call it Minyan Ahoy. Minyan Ahoy, there's two ways to look at Minyan Ahoy. One way to look at Minyan Ahoy is, there's no difference between the animal when I said one to when I got to number 10. Number one didn't change. It walked out the door, became potter. Number two walked out the door, get potter. Same, right? There's no difference. Lagabi number one through nine, there's no difference if I got to number 10. The only difference to number 10 is whether number 10 gets Kiddush. That's one way to learn. The other way is no, it's not the Pshat. If number 1 and 2 and 3 go out and you never finish the counting, you will never mekayim the mitzvah of Ma'aser Behem. And number 1 and number 2 and number 3 never had a flush. It's not that it's as though they had a flush. They never did. But they got exempt. Just like if an animal's a trefer, you're not mevatel a mitzvah by not taking ma'aser, because there's no obligation to take ma'aser from it. So the animal, as it goes out, one, I don't have an obligation. So if I didn't finish counting, that animal that went out is exempt. It's not that it happened. It didn't happen. It's exempt from the mitzvah. No different than skilayim or trefer. Anything else. Once it's counted, there's no recounting anymore. The Torah didn't put a mitzvah to recount something that was counted already. Okay. So it's not that if you stopped in the middle, the counting got canceled. The way we were saying is, oh good, see now, it's great. It's not great. The mitzvah didn't happen. But there was a curveball that happened here. And in fact, because the program failed to complete, the program shut down. It just happens to be that the Torah didn't obligate you to reboot. There's no rebooting. So it's more, yes, you do have a problem. Computer shut down. And yes, it was canceled. It's not that it wasn't canceled. It was canceled. Grade the halacha is that when the counting got canceled, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to start counting that which you counted already. It's not that the mitzvah was miskayim. The mitzvah was not miskayim. Okay? So when one goes out, it's not potter from Ma'aser Behem. It just can't be counted again. If you finish counting till the end, then it comes out that you were mekayim the mitzvah of Ma'aser Behem on number one, and number two, and number three. If number 10 doesn't come out, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah on number one, number two, number three. It's just that you don't have to count them again.
But l'may nafka mina, they're all still exempt.
So therefore, the mitzvah, I'm just explaining to you, the mitzvah was not miskayim. So if somebody would think, oh, I have a shortcut, I could do 1 through 5 and then stop, like we said, there's no shortcut, because you were not miskayim the mitzvah of Ma'aser Behem. You pulled the plug. It's no different if you shot all your animals. You made them all into trefes. Miskayim Ma'aser Behem. I'm a Kayim Ma'aser Behem. You made that, you can't do the mitzvah. You don't want to do the mitzvah, don't do the mitzvah also. You cannot do the mitzvah. You're not accomplishing anything. You're not accomplishing anything. Because by counting 1 through 5 with the intention, I'm not going to finish counting, you didn't do anything. The only thing you did was you made that I can't do the mitzvah. Fine. What do you gain by not doing the mitzvah? You could shoot it also. Or you could stop decide not to do the mitzvah. You're asking me, how does the Rebbeinu Shlom look at it? Of course he looks like you mevatel the mitzvah. I gave you a mitzvah that every 10 bayamis, you should count 1 through 10 and make the 10th one kodesh. And you decided not to do it. Who are you fooling? The Rebbeinu Shlom you didn't fool. Yourself you didn't fool. And the behemoth you didn't fool, because the behemoth doesn't know not before, not after what you did. So you fooled nobody. So what you do? You did nothing. Our whole question is mute. Our whole question that we asked, it's a mooted question. Because our question was, I don't understand. You should never have a chiv ma'aseh behemoth. Just count 1 through 5 and then let them all go. 1 through 5, you were makayim the mitzvah. And now, everybody, and now do again. In a month from now, do again 1 through 5. Because the teretz is, you accomplish 0 by doing that. You accomplish 0 by doing it. Now we understand, 1 second. Let's jump forward. Go to the end of the Gemara. The end, I mean, when the Gemara tries to bring a raya to Rav. When it says kulam p'turim, there's 2 ways to learn kulam p'turim. In the Mishnah, we don't have any, it's not blurry. Because the Mishnah says that if you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, and that one jumped back in, so the whole corral is part. There's no question. We know you weren't Makayim mitzvah. No mitzvah. Yeah. Rava comes and Rava says, listen, you're making a mistake. If you count 1, 2, 3, 4, and you stop, but you were never Makayim the mitzvah. Rava says, I have a huge chiddush to tell you. It's not just the chiddush on number 10. It's the chiddush on 1 through 10. My chiddush is that even if you never counted the 10th one, you were Makayim the mitzvah. And all 9 had a hafrosheh. That's Rava's chiddush. It's a huge chiddush. It's not a narrow chiddush. It's a very broad chiddush. He's talking about all 10. We ask the question. L'chayr Rava's only talking about number 9. David was defending. Right? But we're saying, he's only talking about number, he's not talking about number 9. Number 10. He's talking about all the behemoths. He's saying, I have a chiddush to tell you. That even if you're never mafresh number 10, 1 through 9 makes number 10 Kodesh, and therefore all 10 now had a hafrosheh.
You did the mitzvah
on all 10. So comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, oh, when the Brisa says kulam p'turim, doesn't the Brisa mean that the mitzvah was miskayim? So the Gemara, no, maybe the Brisa is not coming to tell you the positive, it's just coming to tell you the negative. You don't have to recount it. It doesn't mean, that's the shakl of Italian of the Gemara. That's what the Lechem Mishnah is coming. Lechem Mishnah is saying, why did the Rambam have to say Minyan Aroi? It's true there's a Musik of Minyan Aroi. But Minyan Aroi means a canceled program. He's asking a very big question on the Rambam. The Rambam canceled the program. Why did he cancel it? It was completed. Because if you hold Asiri Meil of Niskadesh, so the program finished. It didn't get canceled. Now we understand the Lechem Mishnah. He says, Minyan Aroi is only needed by number 10, if you're already up to number 10. It's only needed if you don't hold like Chove. If you hold like Chove, you don't have to come on to Minyan Aroi, because it became actually Maiselt. Through the process of Maiselt, it became Maiselt. Now we understand Rav Yosef. I have to stop it. Now we understand Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef came and he said, you can take 1 from 10. What's Rav Yosef really saying? Rav Yosef is saying, Zok the Chazanish, yeah, but you need to count. You're going to like this, because now you'll see how your inventory thing could work. Count 1 through 10. You have to count 1 through 10 in order to have number 10. And you're allowed to count Belev anyway, so what's the machlekes between Rav Yosef and Teretz? Rav Yosef says that the Hekesh for Maisa Behemet to Maisa Dogon is that the way it teaches us how it works. It doesn't work by counting 1 through 10. It works by being mafresh, number 10. That's how it works. So it's true you have to count. But that's a hechsher mitzvah. So what I'm telling you now is, yeah, the Chazon Ish is gerecht, that according to Rav Yosef, you have to count 1 through 10. As I've said, an inventory check, 100%. But when you say number 1, you're not being oisik in mitzvahs ma'aseh behemeth.
It's only when you get to 10.
Can you get the mitzvah? And that's, he learns out of not from Asiri. He learns out of Maisel Dogon.
That is Maisel Dogon.
Because that's how he learns it out. That the Ikeo, the M. So it's Taka true. When you're looking, Rabbonin Rabbi Yossi. You take one Balabas, he's a Rabbonin Yid. You have another Balabas, he's from Talmidei Rabbi Yossi. They're both sitting in their corral. They're both doing the same thing. They're both sitting here like this. And they're both, in their heart, they're going, one, two, three. They look the same. But according to the Chachamim, you have to be counting L'shem Mitzvah. One, Maisel Behemah. Two, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're just going, okay, how many Behemahs do I have? One, two, three. It's not a matter of, and the way we're learning, the emphasis is on how long you do it. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can put on your gartel. One, I don't care how, the point is, one is not a Mitzvah Maisel Behemah. The Mitzvah Maisel Behemah is to take the tenth one to separate it on the nine. It's not one. You could do it all you want. You could put on your shtreimel, you could put a spodik, two beckages. That's not the mitzvah. Number one is not the mitzvah. Number five is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is asiri yakodesh. Where does he know that from? Maaseh dogon. Ida Torah says this whole thing with shevet. And true, that's all just a way to get a minyan abor. But the truth is, and that's why he says, the main thing is to be mafresh, one on ten. So everything is mitzvah.
Yeah, but then according to
everything is mitzvahs.
But then according to Chachamim, it doesn't work that way. In other words, it's more pashut to say, as you said, immediately to begin with, Maisa Dagon, you accomplish two things. There's the hafrasha of the Dagon.
One other point. Yeah. Now, even according to the Rabbanan, that the mitzvah is one, two, three, whether it's papel or belev is not relevant. Right. Till you get to number 10. There's a big difference now still between when you get to number 10. Because one is a mitzvah of minyan. And number 10 is you're being makdish. You're being makdish, number 10. Right? So now it's very simple. Zok Rashi, if you do two, as far as counting, that's counting. Right? As far as being makdish, you can't be makdish two at a time. You can only be makdish. So the only kilkul Rashi says is going to be a number 10. When 9 and 10 walk out together, that's the kilkul. Kilkul is not in the 1 through 9, because that's just a mitzvah to count. And you can count 2 at a time. 2, 4, 6. You can do that. There's no problem. Okay, we'll stop here.